Messages off, music on.
10 p.m. on the 6th of May, 2011, and time for the Fighting Forces Friday Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. The emergency exits are situated in the front, the middle, and the rear of the plane. The safety belts are fastened or unfastened this way. As usual, we'll take off with a two-hour delay. During the flight, our stewardesses won't serve drinks or meals, not even to passengers who've purchased a business class ticket. As the toilets are out of order, we ask you to be patient and wait until landing. We wish you a pleasant flight and hope you'll fly with us again soon.
Oh, there will be this. Our in-flight broadcast today will be the Vince Vinyl Show from KCUF Boulder Creek. Now, please fasten your seatbelts for takeoff.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Burns on the sofa,
whiskey on my new linoleum floor.
You wonder why on Wednesdays I'm so wasted.
I wonder why on Fridays I ain't walking out the back door.
Well, baby, you look so blue.
Yeah, I feel so cool.
Yeah, you hope I die.
Economy class. Apparently, a young lady was taking off her Prada shoes and put the heel straight into the eye of the fella sitting in the seat next to her. out now. This is your captain speaking.
She got style. I'm a treetop flyer. I'll fly any cargo that you can pay to run. The Bush League pilots, they just can't get the job done. Got to fly down into the canyons. You'll never see the sun. There's no such thing as an easy run for a treetop flyer. I fly low, I'm in high demand. Go 15 feet over the Rio Grande. I'll blow the mesquite right up off of the sand. Seldom seen, especially when I land. I'm a treetop flyer. Born survivor. Thank you. learn to fly that way. He's over in Vietnam chasing NBA. The government taught me, and they taught me right. Stay down under the tree line, you might be alright. Treetop flyer. So I'm coming home, I'm running low in Vegas. I promised my woman this is gonna be my last. I get the ship down, I tie her fast. And then some old boy walks up and he says, hey son, we'll make some fast cash. Treetop flyer. Well, there's things I am and there's things I'm not. I'm a smuggler and I could get shot. I ain't going to die, I ain't going to get caught. You see, I'm a flying fool in an aeroplane, it's just too hot, I'm a true top flyer. Born survivor, usually work alone.
Andrews Tower, good morning. Angel Flight Bravo 02, ready for takeoff. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for takeoff, runway 25. Get them home, boys.
Roger Tower, clear for takeoff, runway 25.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. But well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, call the angel flight. And come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Godspeed.
Well, the cockpit's quiet and the stars are bright. Feels kind of like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight.
Bravo 02 is geared down 5 miles. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for landing. Welcome home. Angel Flight Bravo 02 is clear to land.
Yep, we get a lot of requests for that one on the Fighting Forces Friday show. That's Rodney Foster and a track called Angel Flight. Steve Stills did Treetop Flyer. Steve Miller did Fly Like an Eagle. And Brit Outfit Alabama 3 did yet another tune about flying. Which gets us a quarter hour into this week's FFF show. Every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 o'clock to midnight portion of our broadcast to uniformed men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan. We burn the program to disk and send packages of them to units and GIs in harm's way, just to remind them and reassure them that they're missed and supported by all the folks back home. We really need every one of them back here safe and sound when their work is done. Got work to do at home. Now then, let's kick this thing in gear.
It's time to relax. You know what that means. Glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course, this compact disc playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes, put your feet up, lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all, music soothes even the savage beast.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Boulder Creek Public Service Announcement Association and this station.
Hello, I love you, let's get tested for AIDS. You know, I trust you, but you can't tell these days. Hello, I love you, let's get tested for AIDS. You know, I want you, but let's wait a few days. She might look nice and sweet, but sleeps with every guy she meets. You might think you know some guy, but you know guys and they always lie. Hello, I love you, let's get tested for AIDS. You know, I trust you, but you can't tell these days. Hello, I love you and I'd like to get laid. You know, I want you but I'm deathly afraid. She holds my hand and sighs, but her hand won't satisfy. Our thoughts are wicked but our legs are crossed, and I doubt I can hold out too long. The doc won't know for at least a week. I'm like a dog locked up when my mate's in heat. And I hope she doesn't see me drool, 'cause I hope to use my rusty tool.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, your test results are in, and you're back in business.
Yippee! Yahoo! Yippee! Ha ha! Ha ha! Yes! 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 Woof! 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 Woof!
I need my baby now. Let's go!
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways. A jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and
drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price, you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. And drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Thank you. 21st, being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing. Gil was also down on his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I bellied up to the sandbar. He poured me the usual. Rusty snail, hold a grunion, shaken, not stirred. With a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side. Heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin. On porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry's squids. For the halibut. Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey. What soul? Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tune, Salmon Chanted Evening. And the stage was surrounded by screaming groupers, probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail, and she's giving me the eye. So I figured this is my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep, seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, what's your sign? She said, Aquarian. I said, great, let's get tanked. I invited her up to my place for a little midnight bait. I said, come on, baby, you want to take a few minnows? She threw me that same old line. Not tonight. I got a haddock. And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest-looking haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with muscles. He came over to me and said, listen, shrimp, don't you come trolling around here. What a crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, Apollonie, you're just being shellfish. Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already on the phone to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels over. It was a fluke, but there he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel. Helpless. I said, forget the cods, Gil. This guy's gonna need a sturgeon. Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me, she said, hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name? I said, Marlin. Time. I took her to dinner. I took her to dance. I bought her a bouquet of flounders. And then I went home with her. And what did I get for my trouble? A case of the clams.
Waitress down at Salty Sam Seafood Cafe.
And somewhere between the clam juice and the seaweed salad, some little shrimp just lured her away.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder.
He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his cart.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
I said, just quit and leave me for that piano tuna. If you want a trout, something new.
She was the bass I ever had. Now my life has no porpoise.
Oh my cod, I love her, yes I do.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder.
He wrapped his line around her and they drove off in his carp.
Oh, I lobster and never flounder. I octopus his face in, he'll only break her heart.
Boy, I swordfish, she'd come back to me, Sandy. I sure whale of a time.
Now, Richard, you know she'd just pull that knot tonight. I've got a haddock routine.
You're probably right. But you know, I've kelped her picture in my walleye just for the halibut. I wonder if she's still got mine in her perch.
Did you say perch?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, that's good. For a moment there, I thought I was losing my herring.
Well, we bass quit all this seahorsing around. Boy, these people out here going to a state of shark.
Yeah, if we get out of here alive, it's gonna be a mackerel.
Frankly, Scallop, I don't give a clam.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I lobster and never did flounder. A little oceanic humor there from Pinkard and Bowden. Wet Dreams was Kippadada. Here Come the Mummies did Dirty Minds. Ian Dury did S and D and R and R. And that mangled version of Hello, I Love You was from The Windows. Or The Porches or something like that. I'm Vince Vinyl. You're listening to the Fighting Forces Friday show. And we're happy as heck to have you along.
This is 92.9 FM KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek. And we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get their ass whooped over this thing.
Pretty doggone eventful this first week in May. Most significantly, that chicken shit Al-Qaeda head, who leads from behind chicken shit suicide bombers, has been taken out. Apparently it was Navy SEAL Team 6 that did the deed, but it couldn't have happened without every other GI taking care of business. Kudos to them, one and all.
Do you need a loan? Home loan, school loan, car loan, or just some extra cash for your gold digging hoe? Big Ike's Bankroll is your answer. Bad credit? No problem. No job? Hell, no problem. Felony conviction? No problem. Currently in jail? That's definitely not a problem. Really, who are we to judge? You don't ask us any questions, we don't ask you any questions.
For your high interest loan, just look me up. Ike. Hey, that's me. At the corner of High and Main Street, just bang a left at the dumpster.
Failure to pay a loan may result in a boogie beatdown or prolonged hospitalization.
Tell me what's it say. We have to have subtitles in 5 languages these days. Now we don't ask too much to share this land of liberties. But if it's not too much to ask, could you please speak English? English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language. needs. Now I'll speak very clear for you, so there'll be no mistake. My family fought and died protecting freedoms in these states. Now we all welcome those who come, but when you reach our shores, folks, you should speak our language, not the one you spoke before. English is my language, it's the language of this land, and every sign that's posted here I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place, and English is the language of the United States. Great democracy, and I believe an open door should be our policy. But for these opportunities, we'd simply ask you this: hey, you're the one who chose to come, now choose to speak English. English is my language, it's the language of this land, and every sign that's posted here I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no of these United States. Now here's one thing I question and try to understand. Hey, why must I press one for English?
Please press one for English.
When it's the language of this land, English is my language, it's the language of this land, and every sign that's posted here I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, of these United States. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place, and English is the language of these United States.
If the wife and I the first and brother, that's all right, 'cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Oh, the man at the apartment is a nosy thing. He comes to my door and it's a ring, ring, ring. Oh, mind your own business. Hey, won't you mind your own business? 'Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine.
ditch. Now just hear them talking tongues, child. Though you know now what they mean, ain't gonna make no kind of difference. Just keep your eyes focused on the screen. Yes, I guess I see. They ain't doing nothing here but leeching off of you and me. Well, yes, I guess I know. There ain't no place left on this earth that I could call my own. And yes, I hope I see the day we all wake up and stop them ships upon the sea. Well, hallelujah. Let it all just burn. 'Cause they ain't the type for listening, and they sure ain't never gonna learn. You can watch them as they circle, like them vultures in the sky, waiting now just so patiently for every breathing soul to die. Yes, they feed off of your blood, child, as it flows out of your veins. It ain't about what you have lost now, only what they have gained. Yes, I guess I see. They ain't doing nothing here but living off of you and me. Well, yes, I guess I know. There ain't no place left on this earth that I could call my own in. Yes, I hope I see the day we all wake up and stop them ships upon the sea. Well, hallelujah. Let it all just burn. 'Cause they ain't the type of listening, and they sure ain't never gonna learn. Well, hallelujah. Let it all just burn. 'Cause they ain't the type for listening, and they sure ain't never gonna learn.
Enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes,
you're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions of some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the speeds to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
Lass that I am liking a lot lately. Her name is Amy McDonald, and the name of that track was This Is the Life. Why, just before that, a tune from Tracy Chapman's debut album. Three-man acoustic outfit, The Devil Makes Three, did Never Learn. Mind Your Own Business was from Hank Williams Jr., helped out by Reba McEntire and Tom Petty and Willie Nelson. And thanks to the Fitchburg Frog for that track, Press One for English. It was by Ron and Katie Ravoli. It's 10 minutes before 11 p.m. on the Fighting Forces Friday show from Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. And as always, we want to thank the men of the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club for their help in getting the Fighting Forces Friday show to GIs in harm's way. It's a team deal, and we appreciate their support. Now this.
For allergy relief, try Blonase. Have allergies kept you from enjoying life's finest moments? If so, try new Blonase. Side effects may include watery eyes, sneezing, scratchy throat, dry mouth, hives, facial swelling, asthma, wheezing, shock, erection, bloody stool, menstrual cramps, discoloration of urine, salty breast milk, uncontrollable desire to turn left. Did I mention bloody stool? Headache, muscle ache, toothache, all the aches, night blindness, day blindness, blindness in general, blindness, the shakes, uncontrollable yelling, athlete's foot, fungus, foaming from the mouth, lockjaw, lazy eye, the shakes, shingling, rickets, vomiting, and allergies. And watch out for that bloody stool. Ask your doctor for a free sample of Blonase and see if it's right for you.
She loves me. what she sees in a man like me, and she says she loves me. Yeah, her eyes, yeah, her eyes are a blue million miles. Yeah, her eyes, yeah, her eyes, oh, her eyes are a blue million miles. Her eyes, yeah, her eyes, oh, her eyes are a blue.
Got room for the Beatles on the FFF show. It was Captain Beefheart in the middle there, the late Don Van Vliet, a Frank Zappa alumnus. We lost him a month or so back. Cheap Trick started the set, a track called Big Eyes.
Spring has sprung. The birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming, and we're partying. It's the first annual Pagan Ritual Pig Out. This station's way of ushering in the season. The vernal equinox. A time when pagans conducted dark rituals and blood sacrifices. And that's just what we'll be doing. Join us in the Circle of Rocks deep in the woods just west of town as we celebrate spring the way they used to. We'll start at sundown by sacrificing a couple of lambs. Then we'll string up some virgins by their heels, slit their throats, and chug-a-lug their blood. We'll be playing flutes and prancing naked in the moonlight all night long. And one lucky winner will get to have sex with a goat. We'll also have Pagan drink specials, munchies, and pitchers of beer for just a dollar. The Pagan Ritual Pig Out this Friday night from the station that parties naked in the woods with animals.
That would be us. It's 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Yes, indeed, we are smack dab in the middle of spring, and man, am I liking the extended hours of daylight in the evening. More music straight ahead. First this.
We take you back now to the auditions for Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay, people, today we're auditioning the part of Captain Picard. Please read the line in the script. The guy in the bow tie.
I'm Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise.
Thank you. You, sir, next guy.
I am Jean-Luc
Thank
Picard.
Thank you. Okay, you, sir, bald guy.
I'm Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise.
Hmm. Ball guy?
Yes?
Do you get airsick at warp speed?
Star Trek, The Next Generation, one hip starship.
This week on KCUF-TV.
Thank you.
As we could be, I thought we were doing all right, but her mama just didn't agree. And no matter how I try to please her, she's the meanest woman you ever saw. Lordy, she ain't my mama, she's my monster-in-law. Monster-in-law, she's got breath of fire. Monster-in-law calls me a bum and a liar. Monster-in-law, she's always picking a fight. Monster-in-law, and I can't do nothing right. She's gonna track me down, start wagging her jaw. Lordy, she ain't my mama, she's my monster-in-law. Her daughter's pure as the falling snow, and she deserves a shining white knight. But she ended up with me somehow, and mama won't give up without a fight. I know that I'm not perfect, but she picks on my every flaw. Lordy, she ain't my mama, she's my monster-in-law. Monster-in-law, fee, fi, fo, fum. Monster-in-law, she's big and mean as they come. Monster-in-law gives me the evil eye. Monster-in-law, get on your broom and fly, fly, fly. She's got a wart on her nose, I hear on her chin. On her back, there's a big old hump. And I know if I reached out a hand to her, I'd pull back a bloody stump. Monster-in-law, she's like a bad dream. Monster-in-law, she makes me wanna scream. Monster-in-law, she's coming round the bend. Monster-in-law, I hit the road again. I see her arch her back and sharpen up each claw. Lordy, she ain't my mama. Oh, God, tell me she ain't my mama. Lordy, she ain't my mama. She's my monster-in-law.
That's Slade Cleaves and a track called Monster-in-Law. You know, it might be okay to skip the in-laws, but you better TCB with your familial mother on Sunday. Mother's Day is a day of recognition one skips or forgets at their own peril. Got to show some gratitude to the person that brought you to life. The Who also in that set, The Kids Are All Right. The Kids Are All Messed Up was Bus Driver, and Don't Say Anything was AFI. This is the Fighting Forces Friday show on KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and I see that you are indeed you, so things seem in balance. Same in, how's your mustache looking?
This season's hottest look? A big bold who wants to buy an RV mustache. New Stash Blast Moustache Mascara by Coverboy. Take your stash from barely there to serious flair. What makes it different? The brush. With 2 trillion steel bristles, it takes those other mustache mascara wands, chews them up, and craps them out. And now the new Ultra Brush with Big Hole technology. And it's not just for mustaches. Stash Blast can help you pump up your beard, chest hair, eyebrows, and mullet. New Stash Blast from Sleazy Skeezy Pitiful Cover Boy.